A meeting is set for the next step in the Oklahoma County Jail Project. The state continues a streak for its unemployment rate. And an Oklahoma City woman who supported education, the arts, and public information has died. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief from Monday, March 25th. The Oklahoma City Planning Commission is set to consider the proposed site for the new county jail next month. A special permit application for rezoning land along East Grand Boulevard will be reviewed at a meeting April 11th. After the Planning Commission makes a recommendation, the item will go before City Council. The city says zoning items require two City Council meetings. That means it could take up to 4 weeks before the city makes a final decision. Oklahoma County commissioners are facing a deadline to secure millions in federal funding for the jail project. The labor market in Oklahoma City is on a hot streak. And as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth reports, the city's leaders are touting the economic climate on social media.
OKC Mayor David Hull took to his smartphone to brag on his city's 30 straight months with an unemployment rate below 4%. That's the third longest uninterrupted run here since 1990. It's reflective of a hot labor market nationally and in Oklahoma. The state is on the same streak as its capital city. And in January, the country as a whole was on a two-year streak of under 4%. That's the longest one nationwide since the Vietnam War. Economists say unemployment rates below the 4% threshold are good for workers and indicate a plethora of employment opportunities leading to rising wages. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
In other economic news, a new report shows OKC is home to a lot of empty office space. We get details from Grayson Wheeler with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
If you spread out all of Oklahoma City's vacant offices next to each other, it would cover about 75 football fields. That represents a quarter of the city's rentable office space sitting empty, just over 4 million square feet, according to an end-of-year 2023 market report from Price Edwards & Company. That's pretty much the same as in 2022. But while suburban office use rose a little last year, more vacancies popped up in downtown Oklahoma City. The report shows downtown offices have a significantly higher price per square foot than any other area of the city, and that makes them less marketable. Right now, there's higher demand for smaller, more affordable office spaces. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma City philanthropist Lou Kerr has died. She was 87. Kerr was on many nonprofit boards, both in Oklahoma City and on a national stage. She notably was a founding member of the Oklahoma City Public Schools Foundation and the Bazell Library Society at the University of Oklahoma. She chaired the Oklahoma Centennial Commission, planning the state's 100th birthday celebration in 2007. Kerr also took an interest in the arts and public information across the country. She served as a trustee of the National Symphony Orchestra and the National Public Radio Foundation. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.